Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a filtered breakdown route in Ableton Live 12, and if you're producing drum and bass, this is one of those arrangement tricks that instantly levels up your track. The big idea here is simple. Instead of trying to invent a brand new section every 8 bars, we take the material we already have, route it through a separate breakdown path, and shape it so the energy drops, the tension stays alive, and the return to the drop hits way harder. So think of this less like adding more stuff and more like controlling where your sound goes. That's the mindset shift. This is a signal path problem, not just an effects problem. Start with a basic D then B loop. Keep it simple and functional. You want something like a drum pattern, a bass sound, and maybe one atmosphere or texture. Don't overcomplicate it. If the core groove does not already feel like a real drum and bass idea, the breakdown route will not fix that later. Once you have your loop, group your main elements so they're easier to manage. For beginners, I'd keep this really clean. Just separate your drums and your bass into their own buses if possible. That way, when you start building the breakdown, you're not wrestling with a messy session. You're working with a system. Now create a new audio track called Breakdown Route. This track is going to act like your alternate version of the main loop. You can think of it as a filtered shadow of the track. The main section stays full strength, and this route becomes the stripped down, tension-focused version. On that breakdown route, build a simple stock device chain. Start with EQ8, then auto filter, then echo, then reverb, and finish with utility. This is a very solid beginner-friendly chain, because each device has a clear job. EQ8 is where we get rid of the low end first. That's the most important move. In drum and bass, if your breakdown keeps too much sub, it gets muddy fast. So high pass the route somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz to start. If you want a thinner, more dramatic break, push it higher, maybe toward 150 Hz. The point is to remove enough weight that the drop will feel huge when it comes back. Then use auto filter to shape the tone. A low pass filter around 300 to 800 Hz is a good starting point. Add a little resonance if you want the sweep to feel more obvious, but don't overdo it. You're not trying to make a giant cinematic whoosh. You're making a functional DNB breakdown that still feels like part of the same track. Next comes movement. Automate the filter over 4 to 8 bars. That's where the section starts breathing. A good beginner move is to start the breakdown with the filter fairly closed, then slowly open it over a few bars, and finally close it again right before the drop. That rise and fall creates tension without needing extra notes or sound design. And here's a really important beginner tip. In fast music like DNB, small automation changes feel big, so you do not need extreme filter sweeps all the time. Broad moves first. Let the groove do the work. Now add echo and reverb to give the breakdown some space. Keep them controlled. If the feedback is too high or the reverb is too wet, the groove disappears and the whole thing turns to fog. A little echo feedback around 15-25% is plenty to start with. Reverb decay around 2-4.5 seconds works well, depending on how roomy you want it to feel. This is where the breakdown route starts to sound like a filtered version of the track instead of just a quiet copy. That distinction matters. We want the listener to still recognize the original groove, just in a more distant, reduced, atmospheric form. Utility goes at the end so you can control width. If the route starts sounding too wide or too blurry, narrow it down a bit. That helps the breakdown feel more focused and keeps the low mids from turning into a mess. And remember, keep your sub mono. Even in a breakdown, wide sub is usually weak sub in a club. Now let's talk arrangement. A really effective DNB breakdown is not about stopping the energy. It's about redirecting it. So instead of muting everything, let the drum stay active in a reduced form. Let the bass appear as ghost texture or filtered residue. Leave a few gaps. The negative space is part of the groove. A great way to think about it is call and response. The full drop says one thing, and the breakdown route answers it in a thinner, darker voice. That keeps the dance floor engaged, because the track still feels like it's speaking the same language. For example, in the first couple of bars, you might have a filtered break and some atmospheric bass residue. Then you bring in a few snare ghosts or chopped fills. After that, you let the bass texture become a bit more obvious. Then right before the next drop, you strip it back again and leave just enough space for the return to slam. And speaking of the return, this is where a lot of beginner breakdowns fall apart. Don't just cut the section and hope the drop works. Build the comeback. Open the filter in the last one or two bars. Reduce the reverb tail. Maybe to add a small riser, a noise swell, or snare fill. reintroduce the sub right before the drop lands. That controlled rebuild is what makes the payoff feel massive. In drama and bass, contrast is everything. If you remove the low end well, the drop doesn't just feel louder. It feels bigger, deeper, and more physical. If you want to make the breakdown a little darker, you can add some saturation before the filter. Just a little drive goes a long way. It helps the breakdown stay audible on smaller speakers and gives it a gritty underground character. You can also try a very light frequency shift or slow auto pan if you want extra motion, but keep it subtle. The goal is texture, not distraction. A good mindset here is this: if you mute the breakdown route and the song suddenly feels empty, then the route is probably doing too much. It should support the arrangement, not become the arrangement. Another helpful habit is to check the section at both full volume and low volume. If it only works when it's loud, it may be relying too much on harsh effects instead of a clear structural idea. You want the breakdown to make sense at any listening level. If you're producing darker or heavier DNB, keep the breakdown focused in the mid-range. You can strip away the sub, but leave some dirty reese texture around 200 to 800 Hz. That gives the section teeth without overwhelming the space. You can also use short drum echoes, reverse hits, or tiny break edits to keep the energy moving without cluttering the arrangement. Once your breakdown route feels good, simplify it. Freeze and flatten if needed. Rename your tracks clearly. Color code things so the main drop material and the breakdown route are easy to see. This is not just about organization. It stops you from endlessly tweaking and helps you make decisions faster. Here's the core workflow to remember. Main drop equals full energy. Breakdown route equals filtered, spaced, tension focused. Return equals open filter, reduced effects. Sub back in. Keep that role separation clear, and your arrangements will start to feel much more intentional. For a quick practice exercise, take an 8-bar DNB loop and build one breakdown route from it. High pass it around 100 Hz. Low pass at around 500 Hz. Automate the filter so it opens over 4 bars. Add a bit of echo and reverb. Then mute the route for the last beat, before the drop, and bring the full section back in. Listen to it on its own. Then in context, your goal is not to make it huge. Your goal is to make it feel controlled and effective. If you want to push this further, try making 3 versions of the same breakdown using the exact same source loop. One clean and spacious. One dark and gritty. One tension heavy with a last bar cutoff move and a short silence before the return. Don't add new musical ideas. Just use routing, filtering, and effects. Then choose the version that makes the drop feel biggest. So that's the filtered breakdown route in Ableton Live 12. Simple concept, huge payoff. Remove the low end, shape the movement, keep the groove connected, and design the return with purpose. That's how you build tension in drum and bass without overcomplicating the track. Now let's get into the session and build it step by step.